yang vasudevaya dhimahi prajunayami udhaya namasankasha nayacha om adhyana kumarandasya jnananjana shalakaya Unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 19 Part 2 Narada Muni worships Nara Narayana in Bharata Varsha. Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are inconceivable. He has appeared in the form of Nara Narayana in the land of Bharata Varsha. At the place known as Badarika Ashram, just to favor his devotees by teaching them religion, knowledge, renunciation, spiritual power, sense control, and freedom from false ego. Lord Nara Narayana is advanced in the opulence of spiritual assets, and Nara Narayana engages in executing austerity until the end of this millennium. And this is the process of self-realization. In his own book, known as Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavan Narada has very vividly described how to work in order to achieve the ultimate goal of life, devotion, and that is done through knowledge and through the execution of the mystic yoga system. Narada has also described the glories of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. The great sage Narada instructed the tenets of this transcendental literature to Sarvarni Manu in order to teach those inhabitants of Bharata Varsha who strictly follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma, how to achieve devotional service of the Lord. Thus, Narada Muni, along with the other inhabitants of Bharata Varsha, always engages in the service of Nara Narayana and chants as follows.
Om Namah Bhagavate Upashama Shilaya Uparata Anatnyaya Namaha Akinchana Vitaya Rishi Rishabaya Nara Narayanaya Paramahamsa Parama Gurade Atma Rama Adipataye Nama Nama Iti.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Nara Narayana, the best of all saintly persons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the most self-controlled and self-realized. Narayana is free from false prestige. And Narayana is the asset of persons who have no material possessions. Narayana is the spiritual master of all Paramahamsas, those who are the most exalted of human beings. Narayana is the master of the self-realized. Let me offer repeated obeisances at the lotus feet of Narayana.
Kartasya sargadishu yo na badyate na hanyate deha gata api daipikai drastur na drigyasya gunayar dadushyate tasmai namo sakta vivikta sakshine.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is master of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this visible cosmic manifestation. Yet, Narayana is completely free from false prestige. Although to the foolish, Narayana appears to have accepted a material body like us, Narayana is unaffected by any bodily tribulation like hunger, thirst, or fatigue. Still, Narayana is witness who sees everything. Narayana's senses are unpolluted by the objects Narayana sees. So let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that unattached, pure witness of the world, who is also the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead, Narayana.
Idam hi yogeshvara yoga naipunnam hiranyagarbho bhagavan jagadayat yad antakale twai nirgune mano bhaktya dadhito jita dushkalevaraha.
O my Lord, Master of all mystic yoga, this is the explanation of the yogic process spoken of by Lord Brahma, who is also known as Hiranyagarbha, and who is also self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up their material body with full detachment, simply by placing their minds upon your lotus feet. And that is the perfection of yoga.
Yathahi kamushmika kamalampataha suteshu dareshu dhaneshu chintayan shankita vidvan kukale varatyayad yastasya yatna shrama eva kevalam.
Materialists are generally very much attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. However, if a person engaged in Krishna consciousness is also afraid of giving up his or her body, then what is the use of having labored to study the shastras? It was simply a waste of time.
Tan na prabho tvang kukaleva arpitang tvan maya yahung mamatam adhokshaja bindyama yenashu vayang sudurvidang vidhehi yogang twayina swabhavam iti.
Therefore, O Lord, O Transcendence, kindly help us by giving us the power to execute bhakti yoga so that we may control our restless minds, fixing them upon you. We are all infected by your illusory material energy, And therefore, we are very much attached to the body, which is only full of stool and urine, and we are attached to anything related with the body. So, except for devotional service, there is no way to give up this attachment. Therefore, kindly bestow upon us this benediction. Srila Madhvacharya says, Yasya samyag bhagavati jnanam bhaktis tataibacha nischintas tasya moksha syat sarva papa kritopi tu. For one who very seriously practices devotional service during one's lifetime, in order to understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then liberation from this material world is guaranteed, even if one has previously been addicted to all kinds of sinful habits. Recorded July 12, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Same Amiyadara Varishe Gana Shravana Yugale Giya Bhakata Jana Shagane Nache Bhoriya Apana Giya Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Madhuri Pura Asava Pashi Mataya Jagata Janne Kehova Kande Kehova Nache Keho Mate Mane Mane Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Panchavadana Narade Dori Premera Sagana Ro Kamalasana Nachia Bole Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Sahasranana Parama Sute Hari Hari Boliga Nama Prabhave Matilo Vishva Nama Rasa Shave Hai Narada Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Shri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Puralo Amala Aja Sri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Rama, Hare, Hare.
Song sung by Bhaktivinod Thakur. The purport of the song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, he says that he's playing on his stringed instrument called Veena. Veena is a stringed instrument carried by Narada Muni. So he is playing on the instrument as vibrating the sound Radhika Ramana. Krishna's another name is Radhika Ramana. So, as soon as Narada strokes on the string, immediately all the devotees begin to respond to him, and it becomes a very beautiful vibration. Amiya Dhara Varishe Gana. And while the singing is going on with that stringed instrument, it appears that there is a shower of nectarine. And all the devotees then in ecstasy, they were dancing to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. And while they were dancing, it appeared that they were becoming intoxicated as if by drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Just as one becomes almost mad by drinking, similarly, in ecstasy, all the devotees became mad. Some of them were crying, some of them were dancing, and some of them, although publicly they could not dance, within their hearts they were dancing. In this way, Lord Shiva immediately embraced Narada, and Lord Shiva began talking in an ecstatic voice. And seeing Lord Shiva, who's dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also gradually joins. And he began to say, "Oh, all of you kindly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In this way, eventually, the King of Heaven, Indradeva, he also joined in with great satisfaction and began dancing and chanting Hari, Hari Bol. And so, in this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe became ecstatic. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when the whole universe became ecstatic, then my desire was satisfied. And I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami that let this chanting of Hari Nam go on nicely just like this.